The old man's bad leg was clearly very bad. Next door to nothing, Daddy Moe's carver would have said. But he got on well enough with his stick, moving in a sideways hopping gait that Susanna found both amusing and admirable. Spry as a cricket was another of Daddy Moe's many sayings, and perhaps this one fit yonder old man better. Certainly, she saw no harm or danger in a white-haired fellow. The hair was long and baby fine, hanging to the shoulders of his anorak, who had to hop along on a stick. And as he drew closer, she saw that one of his eyes was filmed white with a cataract. The pupil, which was faintly visible, seemed to look dully off to their left. The other, however, regarded the newcomers with lively interest as the inhabitant of the cottage hopped down Odd's Lane toward them. The horse whinnied again, and the old man waved his stick wildly against the white, low-lying sky.
"Shut up, you hay box, you turd factory, you old clap-cunt gammer-girt! Ain't you ever seen company before? Was you born in a barn? For if you wasn't, I'm a blue-eyed baboon, which there ain't no such thing."
Roland snorted with genuine laughter, and the last of Susanna's watchful apprehension departed. The horse whinnied again from the outbuilding behind the cottage. It was nowhere near grand enough to be called a barn, and the old man waved his stick at it once more, almost falling to the snowpack in the process. His awkward but nonetheless rapid gait had now brought him halfway to their location. He saved himself from what would have been a nasty tumble, took a large sidle hop using the stick for a prop, then waved it cheerily in their direction.
"Hiya, gunslingers!" the old man shouted.
His lungs, at least, were admirable.
"Gunslingers on pilgrimage to the Dark Tower, so you are, so you must be. For don't I see the big irons with the yellow grips? And the beam be back, fair and strong, for I feel it, and Lippy do too. Spry as a colt she's been ever since Christmas, or what I call Christmas, not having a calendar, nor seen Santa Claus, which I wouldn't expect, for have I been a good boy? Never, never. Good boys go to heaven, and all my friends be into other place, toasting marshmallows and drinking nozzies spiked with whiskey in the devil's den. Never mind, my tongue's caught in the middle and runs on both ends. Hile to one, hile to t'other, and hile to the little furry gobbins in between. Billy Bumblers, I live and breathe. Yeah, ain't it good to see you? Joe Collins is my name, Joe Collins of Odd's Lane. Plenty odd myself, one-eyed and lame I am, but otherwise at your service.